Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah deals with the mitzvah of Shikha. The Pasuk tells us, Ki siktar kitzircha besadecha, when you harvest the kitzir in your field, v'shechachta omer basad, and you forget a bundle in the sadeh. And the Yushalmi learns out that just as kitzir, there's no kitzir following kitzir, once you cut off the grain, you cut off the grain, so also emor, the bundles, also is talking about a scenario where there is no emor following it. And therefore, this is relevant to the cases listed in our Mishnah, that what commonly would be done is they would gather a bundle and then put some of those bundles together, but that would not be what we would call the Gemar Malacha. That wouldn't necessarily be the final stage at which you would have all of them bundles together and be prepared now to thresh the stalks into grain. So if you would not reach that point yet, and you're still going to bundle more bundles together, it is not yet the Gemar Malacha. And if it's not a place where the Gemar Malacha is taking place, it is not shayach to the mitzvah of Shikha yet. It has to be a Shikha at a place where this will be the final actual place where all the bundles will be together. We'll illustrate this now in the cases in our Mishnah. Hama'amr l'chova'os u'luchumsamos. Let's say somebody is gathering bundles together and they're making something called chova'os, which literally means hats. But they used to make little bundles that look like hats together and out in the field. Or chumsamos are slightly lower, not as tall as these hats, as these kovayim. They were like little kippos, like little yarmulkes. L'charora, and they would make a little bundle or a little pile that looked like a cake. L'amarim, or smaller bundles that will eventually be turned into larger bundles. Whenever you're gathering the bundles of grain into these smaller groups, ain lo shikha. There's no din of shikha there because that is not the Gemar Malacha, because you're not done gathering them together. You eventually take all these small little hats and little yarmulkes and little cakes of bundles and put them into a larger group. But mimenu v'lagoren, but from these smaller areas into the larger area where you're actually going to do the threshing, yesh lo shikha, because that is an area which is a Gemar Malacha. Ha'ma'amr la'gadish, if somebody gathers bundles together to the gadish. The gadish is the area where they would bundle all of the bundles together, but they wouldn't necessarily do the threshing there. But that was the final bundling stage. So there, yesh lo shikha. If you're gathering bundles to that area and you forget one, that would be considered shikha. But mimenu v'lagoren, but when you take the entirety of that whole big pile and you bring it then to the goren where you do the actual threshing, ain lo shikha, you have no shikha there because you're done bundling it together. The point is that once you're done bundling, then there's no concept of shikha anymore. It's only when you forget it as you're making the bundles. Once you've done the final bundling, shikha is not relevant. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol ha'ma'amer l'makom shu gemar malacha. Anyone who's gathering bundles to a place that will be the final Gemar Malacha, meaning the place where now all of the bundles will be together, yesh lo shikha. There is relevant to have shikha at that point. But mimenu v'lagoren, but after it's reached this Gemar Malacha, you have all the bundles together now, and now you're just taking and transporting it from one location to another, to a place where they'll do the threshing, ein lo shikha. But if you are gathering them l'makom she'enu gemar malacha, you're gathering them to the place that's not a gemar malacha, such as these small little bundled areas, ein lo shikha, there's no shikha at that point, but mimenu v'lagoren, but when you take it from there to the goren, to the area where all the bundles will be actually together, yesh lo shikha, that is the final stage of gathering, and that's where the mitzvah of shikha is relevant.